This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Users and business line managers are demanding that their applications stay up 24/7, but offering this level of availability can be very costly and quite complex. Hi, I'm Charlie Hodges, Digital Services Manager at Storage Switzerland, and today I've asked George Crump, our founder and lead analyst, and Tony Tamarchio, the Director of Field Engineering from Sios, to help us understand what the barriers are to Microsoft SQL. Before we get to the barriers to high availability, George, can you explain why HA is now the new norm?
Sure, Charlie. It's a fact that downtime today is just no longer acceptable. Applications have to be always on, and customers now rate their organizations or maybe compare their organizations' data services to Facebook, Google, Salesforce.com, and Dropbox. It's probably not a fair comparison because clearly those services have a lot of different IT capabilities and budgets. But unfortunately, perception is reality, and so IT has to respond to these perceptions. Another challenge that we have is that people are no longer data center centric, right? When if your data center goes out, has a fire or a flood or something, 10 years ago, everybody would know about it. Now, if a data center has an outage, your users or application owners could be hundreds of miles away. They wouldn't even know it happened. So the importance to keep applications up and running at all times is probably more critical than ever.
Tony, it seems that for a long time, HA used to be an enterprise data center problem. But now it's the new norm for HA to impact both large data centers and even small to medium-sized businesses. Do you guys see this trend as well?
Yes, most definitely. So here at Sios, we've been providing high availability and data replication solutions for well over a decade to customers both large and small. Applications that weren't considered mission critical in the past are now relied upon 24/7. Outages just are not acceptable at all. And this applies to more than just SQL Server. This is, any other database, web servers, custom applications. It just always has to be online. And this applies to just about every company, whether it's a small company that might have one or two servers in a back room somewhere, all the way up through large enterprises that have thousands of servers around the world.
So, George, let's turn our attention to the subject at hand, overcoming these barriers to implementing HA.
Well, Charlie, there's quite a few, which is why HA has always typically been seen as such a hard thing to implement and really the domain of enterprises only. First, most HA or clustered solutions require a SAN. And, of course, a SAN requires its own customized skill sets. You got to have storage experts and fiber channel experts and all kinds of different things. And just clustering by its very nature tends to be complicated. Going further, to protect against a data center outage, which is kind of what I talked about earlier, obviously requires a secondary site or a secondary data center. And also, that requires the ability to do what we often call a stretch cluster, is the ability to have a cluster that goes beyond the four walls of your current data center. Again, not easy, especially if you don't have access to a secondary site that's fully staffed and ready to go. The net result is essentially you need 2x of everything, and that quickly falls outside of the SMB and large data center budget. And again, that's where we get the kind of reputation of this being the domain of only the enterprise. But as Tony just said, the pressures to maintain high availability is clearly being felt by even the smallest of businesses anymore.
Tony, I know you and George are going to cover this in detail in an upcoming webinar, Flexible HA and DR for Virtual Server and Cloud Environments. It'll be Thursday, December 18th, 1 o'clock East, 10 o'clock West. But if you can give our listeners a brief overview of how Sios helps you overcome some of these challenges that George just mentioned, it'd be very helpful going into the webinar.
So Sios provides software solutions that make it very easy to achieve high availability for your mission-critical apps and databases in physical environments, virtual environments, as well as cloud environments. This could be for local high availability or even disaster recovery. As George mentioned, a stretch cluster or a geo cluster is really the best of both worlds. It's both local HA as well as disaster recovery in a single solution. One of the popular configurations that we support is what we call a SAN-less cluster, also known as a shared nothing cluster. really meaning that the servers involved don't have shared storage between them. So SIOS makes this very easy to deploy clusters in an environment where shared storage either isn't practical or isn't even available, and we'll dig into this deeper in the upcoming webinar.
Thanks, Tony. To get all the details on how to overcome the barriers to highly available MS SQL environments, please join us on our webinar, Highly Flexible HA and DR for Virtual Server and Cloud Environments. It'll be Thursday, December 18th, 1 o'clock East, 10 o'clock West. Until then, for George Crump and Tony Tamarchio, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.